glad it's raining. Saves me the trouble of washing the blood off my gloves before I come in. Steffi sees me from across the bar and smiles that special little smile she has. I don't know how she feels about the rain, but if she's grateful for it, it's not for the same reasons I am. I'm her favorite regular, or so she tells me. She's got my whiskey ready by the time my cheeks hit the bar stool. Green eyes sparkle as she asks me about my day, sincerely, and I lie about it, politely. If she can tell, she doesn't let on. She's a special girl, I think, though I'm no great judge of character. If I were, I wouldn't have had to kill a man earlier tonight. Certainly wouldn't have had to make such a mess in the doing of it, either. Little Weasel got the drop on me, and it's only dumb luck or sarcastic fate that I lived and he didn't. Either way, I'm pissed about it. I hadn't killed anybody in over 3 years, and I was starting to feel like maybe I didn't have to anymore. Like maybe I was a few steps down the long, dark road out of Monster Town, back to the world where the regular people live. People like Steffi, with her shining smiles and dancing eyebrows. Seems like she likes it in that bright, colorful world she gets to live in, that world of friendly get-togethers and vacations and bad dates. When was my last date? 2013? 14? Does it count if she was a hooker? Does it matter if I knew she was a hooker? What if I told myself I didn't know? What if I even kinda believed me? What if she didn't charge me? Not that I'm so fucking special, but somebody with a score to settle was in a hurry to say hello that night and things took a turn and my so-called date hit the bricks before we got to the transactional phase of our budding relationship. Who am I kidding? That's not a date. If anybody involved pulls a gun, it's not a date. I don't care what the context is. I bet you Steffi's never pulled a gun on a date. I bet you dates with her are fun and light and almost entirely devoid of desperation or dishonesty. I bet she asks about your family and your childhood and your favorite movies. I bet hers are good, the kind you've never heard of but keep thinking about 2 weeks after you finally see them. I bet she doesn't even care whether or not you sit somewhere you can keep your eyes on the door, just in case. I thought about asking her out once. I think she'd say yes. She likes my jokes, and half the time she buys my drinks. I could be wrong, of course. It's her job to like my jokes, and her buying one drink guarantees that I buy another one. But I think she'd say yes. Maybe I just want to think that. But the nice thing about never actually doing it is that I get to think whatever the fuck I want, and nobody can say shit about it. Even if it is a lie I'm telling myself, it's a relatively little one. Bigger one is when I try to convince myself she'd still smile when I walk in the door if she really knew me. If she knew the kind of things I've done, or the kind of people I've done them to. A lie that there's something worth enough of a damn inside of me to wipe that slate clean enough to kiss. I think everybody like me tells that lie, and it's just my dumb luck that I'm the rare chump who's savvy enough to know it's bullshit. Ah, Steffi'd like me right up until she knew anything about me, and then she'd go right for the door and I wouldn't blame her. Or maybe that's the lie. Maybe thinking all that cynical shit keeps me safe, lets me believe I'm doing the right thing by doing nothing at all. For all I know, she needs a guy like me, and by keeping my damn mouth shut, I'm depriving her of happily ever after. Maybe she's got a shithead ex that needs to meet my boots or my Beretta. Maybe she needs to be with somebody who's lived a little more than she has. Maybe she's got her own shit that's just as dark in its way as mine, and she just needs somebody to relate to between the nightmares. Hell, there's even a little evidence for that take. She's made comments happy girls don't usually make, and she's got eyes that have seen more than just what comes across a bar top. That smile she flashes me isn't the usual welcome to the regular smile, no, it's the I see through your shit smile. It's the smile you see across the poker table when you're about to lose your money. She might not know what color my dirty laundry is, but she knows it's dirty, and it sure doesn't seem like she cares. But even if she is waiting for me to say something, I'm never gonna. Even if we'd be happy together, even if I somehow knew for certain that I was what she wanted and I could give her whatever it is she needs, I still wouldn't do it. She deserves to be happy, sure, but I don't. So she can smile at me all she wants. I'm just going to sit here and sip my whiskey and think about all the ways I've sinned away the right to smile back at a girl like her. All noir at the bar.